I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. A snapshot of registered Montana voters found Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte with a lead over his Democratic challenger, Kathleen Williams. Still, a political scientist says Williams could pull off an upset. MTN's chief political analyst and MSU political scientist David Parker says Gianforte's just over 7% lead is above the poll's margin of error.
But anytime you're under 50%, which Greg Gianforte is in this poll, 47.6, he can't be comfortable with that at all. There's a high number of don't knows.
The number of respondents to the MSU-MTN poll who answered don't know or other totaled nearly 10%.
So this race is still in flux and still in play. I do think Greg's in a good position, but Kathleen could pull an upset. She did it once. Maybe she could do it again.
A reference to Williams' win over a large field of Democrats in the June primary election. The question is how married women, independents, and others will vote, as they potentially could bring Williams the victory. Parker says one unknown factor in this race is Gianforte's assault on Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs the day before the 2016 special election. Gianforte pleaded guilty to misdemeanor assault, and the issue has come up in this year's campaign ads.
I'm Kathleen Williams, and I approve this message.
Greg Gianforte.
Assault and lies.
Parker says it appears that incident has not dampened Gianforte's support among both lower-educated voters and men. Even President Donald Trump praised Gianforte for the incident during his two recent campaign stops in Montana. But Parker says the question will be whether it will influence women.
And I think the way she can win is if enough women show up and independents show up and they're upset about the assault, and they vote because of that. So it's a double-edged sword. It might help among men, but women tend to vote at slightly higher rates.
He notes unlike in the U.S. Senate race, where Democratic incumbent John Tester has support from both younger and older voters, this snapshot suggests Williams' appeal is with younger Montanans, but they tend to be an unreliable voting bloc. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News, Bozeman.